This is WBUR's All Things Considered. Good afternoon, I'm Steve Brown. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft and Las Vegas casino developer Steve Wynn conducted a series of television and newspaper interviews today about their proposal for a casino on land Kraft owns across from Gillette Stadium. But the pair and their public relations team declined interview requests from WBUR and other radio stations. They provided Kraft's son, Jonathan Kraft, instead. We spoke with the younger Kraft about meetings he and his father and Steve Wynn held over the weekend with a select group of local residents and political leaders to talk about their vision for a casino which is already confronting some fierce opposition.
The focus of those meetings and what was accomplished was just to introduce Steve to the community and to let the community know that Steve and the Kraft group, the Kraft family, have no interest in doing anything in the community that the community doesn't want. But we did want to point out that what Steve is talking about doing here is building a destination resort, which will have many components to it, one of which will be a gaming hall at the side of the resort. But the resort itself will be designed as a facility where meetings, functions, conventions, people coming from all over can come there and experience something and never touch or be exposed to the casino.
I know NFL rules prohibit a football team from owning a gaming facility. Are you satisfied that this arrangement satisfies this, or is this an end run?
No. We would never do anything that violated NFL rules, and this wasn't even something we were contemplating. Steve called here about 6 months ago and asked if we would be interested. We listened to him, and we said we want to do our due diligence, and we did it on Steve, and we determined that he could build something here that really could be very special and create a lot of jobs for Massachusetts and bring in a lot of out-of-state visitors. Steve asked us to be his partner, but we're not allowed to be partnered in these businesses. He then said, could I lease your dirt? Could I lease your ground? And so if we did it, we would do it in such a way that it complied with NFL rules, but we would have nothing to do with the operation of any part of his business.
I heard a season ticket holder last week say, if you put in a casino across the street from Gillette Stadium, I'm giving up my tickets. Now, that's anecdotal. I realize that. But casino gambling in Massachusetts, it's a hot issue. Some people are very strongly opposed to it. Are you concerned? Have you been feeling what sort of impact that will have on the Patriots and Kraft brand?
If this was Foxwoods or Mohegan Sun, some big, gigantic gaming hall, and as Steve Wynn says, clanging, unemotional, nondescript building, it wouldn't have any appeal for us. But you have to understand what Steve Wynn does. He builds things that fit the community, that are unique, and that people want to travel to experience, even if you are not into the gaming part of it. And as Steve likes to say, significantly more than half the revenue of his facilities come from non-gaming activities. As we look at Massachusetts today, we see how challenged job creation is in the middle of the socioeconomic spectrum. There's a lot of very high-end jobs. Not a lot is being done in the middle of the spectrum, and that's what Steve's whole vision is about. It would bring revenues to the town that would secure its financial future. As we talked it through, we felt that this was the right thing for Massachusetts at this time, but not if the town of Foxborough doesn't want it. If they don't want it, it's not happening. We'll move on. Steve will move on.
Jonathan Kraft, son of Patriots owner Robert Kraft, on the proposal for their family to lease land to Las Vegas casino developer Steve Wynn.